VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to Crime Prevention 101 with host Susan Barnstone. We're so happy you've joined us this weekend. Over the next hour, you'll learn the tips, tricks, and vital information that'll help you keep yourself confident and safe. Now, here's the host of Crime Prevention 101, Susan Barnstone.
And hello, 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 everybody out there, and welcome to Crime Prevention 101. You know, it's summertime, and maybe you're dreaming about Disneyland or some other vacation spot. Well, I got to tell you, according to the FBI, July and August are the months when the most burglaries and property crimes take place. And why? Because so many people go away for long periods of time on their vacation, and also just long weekends. But anyway, my theme for the next few shows is going to be home safety. And I'm going to give you some great tips on how to come back from vacation to exactly what you left behind, such as three really good places to hide valuables that most burglars will never think of. I've got some ingenious and expensive psych-out strategies for you that should give any burglar a pause. And I'm going to tell you about how to get insurance protection against burglaries and home invasions. And I'm going to read some emails that people sent me asking me about their home safety questions. But first, I've got one of my partners in crime here with me today, Nancy Birnbaum, to help me out. Say hi.
Hi, Susan B., and hi, all your listeners out there. I am just very excited about this show because you have such great and important information to give. And I'm just going to make a quick point right there. You even said how to get insurance protection. Carjacking, and stalking.
That's right. It's all.
Who knew that that was possible?
This is an amazing thing. When I read it, I was just, I couldn't believe it myself. So I'm going to definitely be talking about that. Before I start, though, Nancy B., I want to tell everybody a little about me on Crime Prevention 101 and what you can expect from this show over the weeks to come.
Absolutely, because I've known you for quite a long time, Susan B., and I can't think of anybody that really is more qualified to do a show like this, and I know it's been your passion for all the years I've known you.
Indeed.
And I think it would be great to share with the audience, you know, who you are, what your background is, and why you are doing this show.
Well, I've been teaching personal safety and crime prevention for, it almost seems like a life sentence now. It's been a long, long time. And what happened back when I was in my teens, I was attacked by a guy, and he left a lot of emotional bruises and a couple of physical bruises. But I knew at that point in time that if I knew what to do, I would have been able to stop this guy.
This was somebody you were in a relationship,
this was
right?
A guy I was dating at the time. I was back in my teens, and I became determined how to learn how to protect myself. And today, I am a certified crime prevention specialist. I'm a pepper spray instructor. I have over 17 years of combined training in self-defense and martial arts. And I ran a safety skills company for almost 17 years, where I taught skills to some of the largest corporations in the world and the smallest ones. And I have wanted to do this show for the longest time because I know that if you have good crime prevention knowledge and if you have at least some physical skills, then these are easily attainable. Most people really have misconceptions about that. I know that if you've got these, you can prevent most common kinds of crime from happening. And this is the kind of knowledge that I'm going to be presenting here on Crime Prevention 101. And this is why I am so passionate about the work that I can do, because I know that it can help. Now, I intend to present the truth about how safe we all are, but I'm coming from a perspective of optimism and hope and integrity. And I'm going to give you options and choices, and I'm going to give you information you may not like, that you may have an emotional reaction to. But I'm just hoping that you're going to file it away somewhere and you're going to just maybe pull it out if the need arises. Some of the topics I've got coming up, I'm going to be talking about how men can stop rape, and yes, they can.
Now, what do you mean by that, Susan?
It's a wonderful organization. They do educational programs for teenagers and college kids on how to be better men. This is men teaching men how to stop rape. Great group. I'm getting them on here. I'm going to be talking about something called gray rape, which is kind of the new wrinkle in date rape. It's reported as a new kind of date rape. And that's a really complex issue.
This is the rape of seniors.
No, it's not seniors. It's whether it was rape or was it not rape, and involved in a dating situation. Very interesting topic. I went to a symposium on it not too long ago, and the minute I was there, I said, "Oh, this has got to come to light. People have got to know about this." I'm going to be talking about domestic violence, of course, and I'm going to be talking about it from many different options and the things that you can do to get yourself out of that situation or to alleviate a bad situation for yourself. Of course, I'm going to be talking about rape and fighting back. I'm going to be talking about cell phones. What an amazing weapon against crime, cell phones.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, you're going to have to stay tuned for that one, Nancy B.
Fair enough.
Coming up.
Fair enough. Okay.
I'm talking about personal defense weapons in future shows. How to use pepper spray. I'm going to talk about guns. Like them or not like them, you got to hear about it before you can make up your mind. You have to hear all the sides of it. I'm going to be having a very, very special show about healing from sexual assault using alternative treatment modalities, not what you usually might come across. And I've got interviews with guest experts, and I've got knowledgeable authors, I've got book recommendations, I've got all sorts of crime resources for people, and I've got tons and tons of practical safety tips. So, what I thought we would do, now this show is the care show, not the scare show. I'm going to give you meat and potatoes, and sometimes you're not going to like it so much, but I'm also going to try and give you a little bit of dessert and a little something with a cherry on it.
Okay, hold it right there. What?
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, you know, you don't normally equate a serious topic like
not a happy subject
prevention
yeah.
with
yeah.
you know dessert cherry on the top. So just elaborate on that. What
well,
do you mean by that?
You know, we all know that crime prevention is a serious subject. You know, absolutely. But criminals can be idiotic, and they can be stupid, and they can be weird. And I'll tell you, that gives me a lot of hope because, believe it or not, it really is hopeful to me to think that not every criminal out there is cold blooded and merciless and undefeatable.
Some are just plain stupid.
Some are dumb, and that's where good crime prevention comes in, because we can really, the more common crimes are committed by amateurs, not the pros. And there, especially when you're dealing with the amateurs, that's where we can get good crime prevention information.
And good results. I mean, that's where we stand a chance.
That is correct. Now, I got a couple of funny stories, and, you know, let's say crime is not funny if you're the victim. But there are some downright, you know, boneheaded criminals out there and it can be a diversion in that case. So here's something I heard on the radio the other day.
What's that?
Four crooks in New Orleans were caught because they videotaped themselves selling $100,000 worth of stolen goods at a local pawn shop and put the video on YouTube.
No.
Yeah.
That has got to be, they put it on maybe BoobTube.
Yeah, they were boobs on the tube. But, yeah.
They videotaped own crime and then posted it.
Yeah, with them.
We need more criminals like that.
We do.
Because they got caught, of
we
course.
We got caught.
Right?
They were there at the pawn shop videotaping them pawning the stolen goods. And they got caught.
Don't we need more criminals like that?
I wish they were all like that.
Yeah,
I truly
yes.
do. All right, here's another one that I thought was pretty stupid. Guy in West Palm Beach got caught, and he had broken into somebody's home, and he told the police that he was temporarily insane because he had eaten too much cotton candy.
Oh, my God. Too much cotton candy.
So
I can just see, we once upon a time had the Twinkie defense, now we're going to have the cotton candy defense.
Any excuse, but I'm a crook and I did it. You know, any way to blame something else.
Cotton candy, though, that's a new
low. Glad they got this guy behind bars.
Sweet, but
all
not
right.
funny.
Burglar in El Cajon, California, told police that he felt so bad about having to break the victim's window that he left the residence a $50 bill on the floor by the window to pay for it.
What?
Yeah, he took the TV and all their goods, but he left them $50 for the window, right? That's some crazy guy. And when the police returned to the scene, they actually confirmed the story. There was a $50 bill there.
So, in other words, he was feeling their pain.
Felt bad about the window and didn't feel bad enough not to take their stuff.
No.
I don't know. What
Very
are you
painful.
Do? Painful.
Ooh.
Okay. Moving right along.
Okay. That's weird. That does come
with
weird.
That was weird. An extensive survey of home burglars' work preferences was published in the Whittle Communications Special Report magazine, and it revealed the following. 32% of burglars said that they like to browse through family photographs while on the job. So they sat down, took a look through the albums, went through the papers.
Now, that is just plain, that's just bizarre.
I don't get it. I figured they'd, you know, take the money and, you know, go.
But not a good Kodak moment, no.
27% like to raid the refrigerator. Stop for a little snack in the middle of the burglary, right?
Have a burger with your burglary.
Burglary. All right.
Weird, stupid, bizarre. They
are. 7% said they watch TV while they're committing the burglary.
And maybe it's cops that they're watching.
You know, why should their burglary get in the way of their favorite show?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I hope they're watching America's Most Wanted and that they'll see themselves on there.
I would doubt that's the one they're going to be stopping the burglary to watch.
No. Mm-mm.
All right. So, we got 17% of them wondered what their victims were like. And 59% of them said that a dog was the most effective burglary deterrent.
Now, that's interesting. Almost 60% said that a dog was a good deterrent. You're going to be talking about that on some upcoming show.
I'm going to be talking about that in a minute.
Oh, wonderful.
So what we're going to do is let's take a little bit of a break now.
And what are we talking about when we come back?
We're going to talk about dogs as a burglary deterrent.
Okay, and the pros and cons, and what the real scoop on it is, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, terrific.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com. After more than 17 years' experience teaching safety skills to thousands of women and men, crime prevention and personal safety expert Susan Bartlestone concluded that by thinking and responding quickly, ideally within 20 seconds, potentially violent criminal encounters can be prevented. Using techniques from many different disciplines and illustrated by 60 real-life examples and success stories, Susan shows how it's done in her new book, Think Fast and Prevent a Violent Crime, how to respond to danger in 20 seconds or less. Check out www.fightsafe.com for more information. You'll also find information there on Susan's upcoming Crime Prevention 101 personal safety teleseminars. Think fast, talk fast, fight smart, which stress the many opportunities you have to deter or defuse a criminal encounter and how to use your brains instead of your muscles in a fight. Look for the new book information or sign up for Susan Bartlestone's personal safety seminars at www.fightsafe.com today. Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to Crime Prevention 101 with Susan Bartlestone. We invite you to share your stories, tips, or suggestions for topics you'd like us to cover, and Susan will address some of these on future shows. Send your story or idea to solutions@fightsafe.com. That email address again is solutions@fightsafe.com. Now back to Crime Prevention 101 with Susan Bartlestone.
And welcome back to Crime Prevention 101. And we're talking about home safety today. This is Susan Bartlestone, and I've got my partner in crime with me, Nancy B., who's helping me out here today.
Okay.
And before we went on break, we were talking about the question of how good are dogs for personal safety. And before I get into that, I just want to make sure everybody really, I want everyone to really understand that there are no absolutes in a crime scenario, and no advice could possibly address every variable that there is. So each situation has to be evaluated individually and responded to in the way that you instinctively judge best. And then instinctively is a real key word here. Now, it's my aim on this show to provide you with the kind of information and options that are going to help you make that instinctive assessment and make it really quickly. So I have a website, DearSafetySolutions.com, and people can email me if they have any questions about their home or whatever kind of personal safety concerns that they have. And I've gotten a number of questions about dogs for home security.
Yeah, that's a common concern,
and
common question.
Absolutely. And this is something that I just got about a month or so ago. And it said, Dear Safety Solutions, I'm worried about being safe in my home. I live in a nice suburban area, but there are lots of trees and bushes around my home, and it's hard to see it from the road. Would you recommend that I get a dog for protection? Mm. And she signs it worried in PA. And, you know, bottom line, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter if you live in a suburban home or a city apartment, but you know, a dog is a great idea to help you feel secure in your home. And an amateur burglar might avoid breaking into a home if they hear a lot of barking and a lot of noise from your pet. That's the best advantage, early warning of impending danger. And, again, it could be a deterrent for an amateur. But a pro, it is not going to deter that pro necessarily. They know very well how to avoid or to subdue a dog. And you can't rely on your family pet to be much protection. Unless you specifically buy a trained attack dog, dogs are often, you know, they can be bought off with a tasty treat that the burglar has brought with them. One of my favorite shows that I watch all the time, and I'll talk about this show all the time, it's called It Takes a Thief on the Discovery Channel, and I've seen a number of episodes where the two stars are reformed burglars, and now they're showing people what burglars look for and how burglars are committed. And I've seen them twice take care of a dog. One time they lured him into the kitchen with some kind of biscuit and locked him in the kitchen. And the other time they let him out the front door.
Hmm.
So
you can't count on
that. You can't count on the pet. And one kind of a serious note, burglars have often been known to knock out or kill a dog that gets in their way. So relying on a family pet, it just isn't a good idea in terms of preventing a burglary. It's really good to get alarm of a break-in. Now, Nancy B.,
yes.
Are you longing for that luau on lanai? I know you are.
How can you tell? Is it like the Mai Tai in my hand, the flower
hat
in my ear, the straw hat, or the lei around my neck?
Yes,
I have vacation breath?
Uh-huh.
Do I have vacation written all over me? Of course I do. But, you know, on a serious note, I was really looking forward to this show in particular because I know that there are ways and some common sense even potentially obvious ways that we don't think about that really can keep our home, in my case it's an apartment, safe so that when we come home, it's exactly as we left it and gives us more peace of mind. And
that's
when we're on a vacation,
what I want to do.
Peace of mind.
That's what I want to, that's exactly what we're going to talk about now. And this is an excerpt from my new book, Think Fast and Prevent a Violent Crime, and talk the section about home safety. And I talk about the home safety cards, CARDS.
It's an acronym.
CARDS.
And what is that all about?
The C stands for Crime Prevention Surveys. And I'm going to be talking about these a lot during the month because I really want to drive this point home. Alarms. A stands for alarms.
Wait, I'm sorry, Susan. Just go back. What do you mean crime prevention surveys?
you can, anyone can go to their police department, and all the every police department has a crime prevention officer that is trained to do these home surveys, crime prevention surveys, and they will come to your house or your business, and they will inspect the premises and tell you where your security weaknesses are. If the doors are not properly latched, the windows are easy to get into, and so forth. They can recommend burglar alarm systems for you, different types of locks. They do a thorough job, and it's free.
It's free. That's
it's
wonderful.
Free.
So it's like an assessment. It's that a crime prevention survey. Okay,
crime
that's
prevention
a C.
Survey. The A stands for alarms and lights and sensors. And I'm going to be talking one of my shows coming up with a home security specialist who knows all about these things to tell us about them. They're important. It's really good to do. The R stands for research, and that's what I'm particularly going to talk about, tips, tactics, tricks that you can use to discourage a break-in, discourage that burglar. The D stands for defense sprays, and these are all different or other kinds of anti-intruder devices, and now we're moving into the home invasion kind of a scenario, not just the burglary. And home invasion is when you are home. Burglary usually happens when you are not home, most of the time during the daytime, and most burglars don't want to encounter somebody. If it's a home invasion situation, in terms of home safety, you're going to have something to help you fend off the invader, and defense sprays and anti-intruder devices, that's the D part of the cards. And the S part of the cards is the safety plan. If evasive action becomes necessary, you got to know what to do.
Okay, so that's the, so you're saying a way to remember, home safety is in the cards, C-A-R-D-S.
In the cards.
C, crime prevention surveys, A, alarms, R, research, D, defense sprays, and S, safety plan.
Safety plan, yes, absolutely. So let me talk to you a little bit about some of the safety tips that I'm going to give you today.
Under the R, the research
under
tips and tactics.
Under the R, yes.
Okay.
First of all, a lot of people still do this, and I can't believe it, but they hide the spare set of keys, you know, in the potted plant by the door stoop, or above the ledge, or something like that,
or under the mat.
Under the mat.
I'm guilty.
Good Lord. Well, we want to break you from that habit right away. The best place to hide the spare set of keys is as far away from the entrance to your home as you can make it. If you have a house, put it out back in the garden. Take that fake rock and bury it among a bunch of other rocks back out there in the garden, because unless the crook sees you do it, he's not going to go looking out there for those keys.
That makes sense.
Just avoid, and if you want to put it in the potted plant, put it in the potted plant out on your terrace somewhere.
So just make it harder to get to.
Get far away from the door in the back part of the house is the best.
Not obvious.
I want to give you at least three places that, and I'm going to give you more than three, places that crooks will rarely look for stuff. They don't look in the bathroom. They don't look for goodies in the laundry room. They don't look for goodies in the garage. They don't look inside the ceiling tiles. You know those drop ceilings?
Yeah.
You can pop up the thing. If you've got important papers or stuff that you don't want to put in a safety deposit box, you can put them up in the upstairs in up in those ceiling tiles.
Really, they don't think of that.
They do not think to look there unless it's in the bedroom. You want to make sure it's in the laundry room. You want to put it in the the bathroom or another place like that.
What about if you're in an apartment and say you don't have a garage, a laundry room, ceiling tiles?
If you don't have ceiling tiles, here's a couple of places you could do it. Now, by the way, if you don't want to put things in the bedroom, so that's the first place they look, and avoid the freezer and the ice tray. And
too obvious.
Too obvious. You want to hide priceless items, priceless, and I mean sentimental priceless, like home movies, photo albums, because we know that the crooks go through them and they take them. You want to hide mementos. If you have guns or weapons that you keep, items like your computers or your discs, your CDs, you want to put them in uncommon hiding places, like a laundry bag. with clothes in the bathroom or in the laundry room. Put them in the washing machine with clothes around them or in the dryer. Put them in a baby bag in a child's room. Put them in the garage inside some kind of, not a toolbox, because crooks like tools, but maybe some garden-looking stuff, you know, or potting soil on the top. If you can put anything unobtrusive, they don't usually look in garages.
And in an apartment, if you didn't have those places?
In an apartment, here's a couple of options. If you've got really important papers and you're going to be away for a while, I suggest either getting them off the premise,
mm-hmm.
you know, your computer, stuff like that.
Give it to a friend, a neighbor.
Right. Give them to a friend or a trusted friend or a relative. If you've got a safety deposit box, you might put some jewelry in there, valuable or sentimental jewelry. You can also have the best kind of safe is a professionally installed, and this is the key, floor safe, hidden under a rug. In the dining room or the den area, this might not work so well for an apartment, but it would work in a home because they don't usually look under the rugs, and if they do, if they're going to steal that rug, the floor safe is very, very hard to get out.
That's a great tip.
Now, apartment dwellers, there are specially designed fake objects. They make books, candles, food containers, hairspray cans. Those can also be effective. And I kind of like those things. Anything really valuable, you're better off getting it out of there,
mm-hmm.
for especially if you're going away for 2 weeks or a week at a time.
Okay.
Now, in terms of people breaking in order to get instant warning of a break-in, I tell people to put wind chimes or plants or decorative items on their windowsills. Something that an intruder is going to knock over when they try and come through those windows. And that way, it'll sound an alert if someone breaks in while you're home. And the noise may also deter an amateur burglar.
I saw a movie a while back where a man had just taken newspaper. I mean, this is probably not very practical. And, of course, the newspaper companies wouldn't like that. But they just took lots of crumpled newspaper and put it from the opening of his apartment all the way into his bedroom, just like filled it so that if somebody was coming in there, they would hear the rustling of the newspaper.
Wow.
Yeah. But,
I never heard of that. But, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
That might work, and the guy might slip on it, too, you know.
Yeah, that's true. And especially with some of the newspapers out there today, that might be the very best use of them.
But
we're not going to editorialize on that.
All right. Okay, well, let's talk about a couple of some more home safety strategies, and then I'm going to give you some psych out tips and stuff like that. We're just about coming up to break now, so let's take a break here.
And when we come back, what are we going to talk about?
Let's talk about some psych outs. We can psych out those burglars. And I got this on good authority. These things are, and they're inexpensive.
And it's from a man, didn't you?
It's from a reformed super thief. I love these reformed thieves. What do? They become consultants.
He burglarized, you said, over 2,000
Absolutely.
Homes.
All right, so stay tuned. Good stuff coming.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
After more than 17 years' experience teaching safety skills to thousands of women and men, crime prevention and personal safety expert Susan Bartlestone concluded that by thinking and responding quickly, ideally within 20 seconds, potentially violent criminal encounters can be prevented. Using techniques from many different disciplines and illustrated by 60 real-life examples and success stories, Susan shows how it's done in her new book, Think Fast and Prevent a Violent Crime, how to respond to danger in 20 seconds or less. Check out www.fightsafe.com. CrimeSafe.com for more information. You'll also find information there on Susan's upcoming Crime Prevention 101 personal safety teleseminars. Think fast, talk fast, fight smart, which stress the many opportunities you have to deter or defuse a criminal encounter and how to use your brains instead of your muscles in a fight. Look for the new book information or sign up for Susan Bartlestone's personal safety seminars at www.fightsafe.com today.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Crime Prevention 101 with Susan Bartlestone. We invite you to share your stories, tips, or suggestions for topics you'd like us to cover, and Susan will address some of these on future shows. Send your story or idea to solutions@fightsafe.com. That email address again is solutions@fightsafe.com. Now back to Crime Prevention 101 with Susan Bartlestone.
And welcome back, everyone, to Crime Prevention 101. And I'm Susan Bartlestone, and I'm talking with my buddy and partner in crime here, Miss Nancy B. And before the break, we talked about some expensive psych outs that you might want to try to deter a burglar. And I read this book by a reformed super thief, and his name was John McClane. I'm going to plug him because I like this book. And he burglarized over 2,000 homes.
Wow.
And that's a lot. He was one of the pros. And he said that burglary is a mind game for thieves. And that being the case, what he actually did in this book is he took an informal survey of some of his fellow incarcerated prisoners there.
His fellow super thieves.
And he asked them what would psych them out. And he's talking particularly about signs that you can put in front of your house or apartment, I guess. And now he does say that, he said, you shouldn't put the sign on the front lawn. And a lot of home security people tell me just the opposite. So I'm throwing this out there for everybody here's something to consider. He said that it's too obvious. He said he thinks it's much more effective if you put it on an outer gate or a fence, if you have one, or in front of the garage, and definitely on the back door. Now, if you're in an apartment, I'm guessing there's only one place it can go, and that's probably on your front door if you like that idea. Some of these,
or your windows too, actually. You know, if you have an older apartment with a fire escape. Or
some of these won't work on a window, but these might be better adapted to a homeowner. But the first sign that he recommends: attack dogs trained and sold here.
And sold here. That's sold here.
Meaning there's a lot of dogs, not one. There's a lot of dogs, and I like, you know, the attack dog, that's a stopper.
Yeah.
You know? That's a stopper.
But then you're going even further by saying not only we train them here,
and
but this is
sold.
This is a heavy duty place, professional.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that. I mean, look, it's cheap to make a sign up. If it works, that's great.
It's got to look professional.
It's not going to hurt. Yeah, it's got. Yeah,
sign.
Yeah. You can't
use crayons and construction paper.
Right. Exactly.
Obviously.
You
got to
get a sign.
Yes.
All right. The second sign that he recommends: danger, extremely vicious, barkless Doberman inside. And he asserts that most burglars won't stick around to ponder about what is a barkless dog.
He says
they don't like those dogs, and they see that sign. It's not just beware of dog. You see, you can't just put a beware of that. They don't.
It's so cliche.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably now
they don't trust it. This is creative.
Mm-hmm.
This is really creative.
A barkless Doberman,
barkless
right?
Dog.
So they're not going to stop to scratch their head and think, what is a barkless Doberman?
Right.
Is there such a thing as a barkless Doberman? No, it can't be a barkless Doberman. I mean,
they're
gone to the next target.
He says the majority of the burglars don't want a problem. They want it easy, and they're not liking this. The third sign that he recommends, don't bother knocking. We don't answer the door. Now, I don't know. I didn't get such a great feeling from that, but I figured, you know, he's the super thief. He burgled 2,000 homes. If he said that might make him pause, I'm gonna present it. I don't know.
Yeah, that one, I think the jury's out on that one.
Yeah, the jury's out on that one. But you know what? Super Thief liked it, so what can I tell you?
Okay.
All right, last one that he recommends is this building is equipped with a silent motion detector alarm.
Now, I'm not sure I follow
now,
that.
His statement on this was that regarding these alarm stickers and signs, he says it's better to put a generic sign like that one, rather than one with the name of a specific company. Because he said that the pros know which models of alarms and camera sensors and all that stuff most of these large companies use and can get the specs to these different models so that they're easily disabled. Now, this is a pro. And I actually interviewed a pro for a show that's coming up. And he told me the same thing. He liked the generic sign. He said, except that certain companies, he knows those alarms are really
top-notch and foolproof.
He said if he saw an ADT sign, he said that one would give him pause.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just throwing that out there to you. I kind of like that idea that you're getting into detail, a silent motion detector alarm. You know, I like that.
Yeah, there's more, I guess, for the criminal,
well,
too.
This is what he said. Yeah, he said that, you know, most of these burglars don't like that kind of a sign. Now, he also said in the book, regarding false and non-operative surveillance cameras, you want to just stick something up there that doesn't work. He said, an amateur may be deterred, but the pros won't. He said, they will know right away. And the same thing, don't just stick a burglar sticker on your window, because there's all sorts of other things that indicate you have a burglary alarm system. And if those things aren't there, a pro is going to know.
But on the other hand, it can't hurt. It may not help, but it won't necessarily hurt, will it? If you just put a sign like that out there?
I don't think I'd rely on it. You know, mm-hmm. You'd have to take other precautions. You can't just say, okay, I'm putting the sign up there and that I have a burglar alarm and that's enough, or I've got this false camera up there and that's enough.
No. If you have that along with other defensive measures.
Yeah, you got exactly.
Then it can hurt.
You're going to have other defensive measures.
Yeah.
Now this book was called Secrets of a Super Thief, and his name is John McLean, McLean. And I learned a great deal about home safety and security from my favorite show, To Catch a Thief, which is on the Discovery Channel. And this show exposes all sorts of home security flaws by featuring very upsettingly realistic burglaries. And they actually, you know, they get permission. The homeowners know. But they get permission to go into these homes, and let me tell you, it is a real eye-opener. And the star are two
reformed burglars,
and really cute, by the way.
That's another reason to watch.
One of the reasons I do like this show.
To catch a thief, Discovery.
If you want to get a good education on home security, take a look at this show. I don't know if they're making new episodes, but I was able to still find some repeats on the shows.
And that information is pretty evergreen and timeless,
absolutely.
I'd imagine.
Very informative. All right, when we come back from our break, coming up, I'm going to talk about what to do with large, valuable items that you can't hide, put in the ceiling tile or anything like that. And I got some other good tips for you. So,
and you have some letters too, right? Coming up.
I got a letter.
And your safety solution.
I got a letter. I think I got one that we can use. So stay tuned, everybody.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480 480- 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
After more than 17 years' experience teaching safety skills to thousands of women and men, crime prevention and personal safety expert Susan Bartlestone concluded that by thinking and responding quickly, ideally within 20 seconds, potentially violent criminal encounters can be prevented. Using techniques from many different disciplines and illustrated by 60 real-life examples and success stories, Susan shows how it's done in her new book, Think Fast and Prevent a Violent Crime, how to respond to danger in 20 seconds or less. Check out www.fightsafe.com for more information. You'll also find information there on Susan's upcoming Crime Prevention 101 personal safety teleseminars. Think fast, talk fast, fight smart, which stress the many opportunities you have to deter or defuse a criminal encounter and how to use your brains instead of your muscles in a fight. Look for the new book information or sign up for Susan Bartlestone's personal safety seminars at www.fightsafe.com today.
News. Opinion.
Hear me.
Your voice counts. Call toll free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Crime Prevention 101 with Susan Bartlestone. We invite you to share your stories, tips, or suggestions for topics you'd like us to cover, and Susan will address some of these on future shows. Send your story or idea to solutions@fightsafe.com. That email address again is solutions@fightsafe.com. Now back to Crime Prevention 101 with Susan Bartlestone.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Crime Prevention 101. Susan Bartlestone here. Nancy B is here helping me out today. We're talking about home safety. And right before the break, I mentioned where I'm going to talk some more about home safety tips for you. Now, I said before that if you've got small items that you can hide, that's the best thing to do when you're getting ready to go away on vacation so that they can't be found very easily. But your large items like your TVs and your computer and your
car,
all right, you can't put that in the ceiling tiles, right? So those items, and the police department can do this. This is called Operation ID. I'm going to be talking about this quite a bit, too.
Operation ID.
And they will come and they will mark a serial number on all these items, including in your car. And they give you a sticker, because I have one on my car, you put in the window. And they make these markings, these serial
numbers.
Like an
etching or something.
It's a bunch of numbers, serial numbers. And they're hidden. They're not easy to find on the car. So,
or the other item.
It's actually hard to hide a serial number on a TV. You know, it's in the back there, but it's visible. They know it. They know it's there. And when the thing is stolen, unfortunately, it's after the fact, this is the way they can trace it, by having this ID number. But as a deterrent, a lot of crooks that are pros, that kind of know what they're doing, they won't go after this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The amateurs don't really know about this program, but the pros do.
Okay.
So all your items, all your large valuable items should be marked with this ID number, and everything that you own that's of value, you need to make an inventory of, an itemized inventory, and you want to put the brand name of that item with the ID number that the police have put on it. You want to put the physical description of it. If you've got any receipts, you want to put that there.
Take a photograph with your camera, perhaps?
Yes, especially if you've got valuable, like paintings and things like that that are valuable. And now I'm assuming if you've got something valuable, you've got an alarm system. So now we're talking about someone who got past that alarm system, and that means that he pretty much knows what he's doing. And I'm assuming most of these are men, by the way. That might not be true, but most of them probably are. Art objects, furniture, anything that's large or of value or that you value, photograph it
and make sure that it's put with that inventory. Now, the inventory, you're going to have to hide because you can't, because they'll take the inventory, so then it'll be useless. So the inventory you can put up in the ceiling tiles or in the safe deposit box or whatever. Don't leave that lying around. Every time you buy something, just get in the habit of photographing it and putting the receipt near there. If you are living in an area that's high crime or where you're feeling vulnerable, I get letters from women all the time. I live in a home or an apartment, and I just feel vulnerable in it. If you do, this is a precaution that you want to take. It's going to make you feel better, and it's going to be much easier for you to identify the items that were taken from you.
And, again, this is something that anybody can call up their local precinct, and they come to your home to do it.
This is part of that crime prevention survey that we were talking about. Not all precincts have Operation ID, but I think most of them do by now. And most of them can put the VIN number on your car. That's what they call it, a VIN ID number. They can put that on your car. And they give you stickers, so you can have a lot of stickers on those windows. But you're going to feel a lot better, because at least you're going to be able to know you can recover or put in claims for if the worst thing happens. Here's a nice little trick I found. Make sure your home phone is forwarded to your cell phone before you leave the house on vacation.
Now, that's interesting. How does
Well, a lot of professional thieves case your house by calling your phone to try and find out if anyone's home. And if they keep getting an answering machine, they're going to assume, you know, might assume that you either, you know, if you want to do it when you go to work, that's fine too, but if they keep getting an answering machine and they don't see any activity in the house, they're going to assume you're on vacation. So one thing you might try, if you have your home phone forwarded to your cell phone, they're going to get an answer. And that's going to kind of deter them.
Good idea. Never thought of that.
And that's why I'm here.
Yep, and we're glad you are, Susan
yes.
B.
And the last item, You gotta think about having theft insurance, and make sure that it's updated. And it's much more reasonable than people think it is.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people certainly don't have it because they just think that it's beyond affordability.
But That's right. Now, and I've got a couple of interesting items about theft insurance here, and I'm gonna just go right into that.
And this is going to also encompass apartments and rentals?
Absolutely. Yeah, the first one I'm going to talk about is renter's insurance for apartment dwellers. And this insurance will cover burglaries, fires, natural disasters, and guest injuries. So, Nancy B., if you fall on your way out the door today, I'm covered for you. You know what I mean?
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. But how does that happen?
Well, you just to get this coverage, you just have to look for the large trusted insurance companies are the ones that are going to have this. And you want to make sure, by the way, that your computer equipment is covered by this.
Because that's not an automatic.
Not
that could be a rider, right?
That's right.
In
it's
addition
not necessarily covered. The annual premiums for this range from $300 to $1,200, and this article came from the New York State Insurance Department. And when I did a little checking on it, renter's insurance is a pretty available item. You just have to talk to an insurance company.
In most states, they do offer some sort of a policy for renters.
That covers
burglary.
That's what I was told. That it's obviously may not be in every state, but that's what I was told. That it's really kind of easy to get a hold of it. Now, for you homeowners, the Chubb Group, and they may not be the only one now, but they offer an amazing insurance for a premium of as little as $110 a year, and this is quite amazing. It covers a whole host of things. It covers, and these are, of course, specified limits, and it covers fees for medical and psychiatric services because of a burglary or crime, reimbursement for lost wages, fees for professional security consultants and security guards. It covers the cost of recuperation, if any. Covers improving household security and temporarily relocating one's residence.
If something needed to
be repaired. Yeah, in case you were too scared to be in the home until security was put in, or if something needed to be repaired. This policy also provides a reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the responsible party. So isn't that amazing? There are many options out there that will really help you restore your peace of mind and feel a little safer. Isn't that amazing that there are these kinds of options out there? And this is what I really want people to know about this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put links for a lot of these resources. First, I'm going to put my safety tips, that safety tip inventory sheet.
Great.
I'm going to put the home strategies and the psych out strategy tips on my website. I'm going to put some resources for John McClain's book that I like.
On the
Discovery Channel information, because I think it's I think it's eye-opening. And just when you go to DearSafetySolutions.com, just click on the banner for Crime Prevention 101 on my homepage, and you will get right to find show number 1. Also, remember that if you've got a question or a comment about today's show, I really want to hear from you. I want you to tell me what's on your mind. I want you to give me some suggestions for topics that you'd like me to cover. And if you have a safety concern that you would like help with, and this can be either on the air or off the air, go to my website, and you're going to see a response box on the home page that says, I've got a question for you, and just post your comment in there. You can also just email me directly, solutions@sitesafe.com. And that's going to be on my website as well. If you do email me directly rather than going through the website, please put the header, "I'd like your help with the problem," so it doesn't get lost in the spam filter.
In the subject line.
Yeah, in the subject line, in the header line. And if you would like to read your question live to me on the show, put that in the email as well, and I will see if we can arrange that. I'd also like to say, for those of you who already are a survivor of any kind of crime or violence or anything that we talked about today or anything we didn't talk about today, please understand, nothing that happened to you was your fault. Even if you think that you used bad judgment in a situation and left yourself vulnerable, that is never an excuse for a crime or violence. The fault is the criminal, the person that did it to you, not you. And it is really, 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 really important that you call yourself a survivor and not a victim. And please understand, too, that with the proper professional help, you can put what happened to you in perspective and you can get on with your life. And I know this because I've worked with crime survivors for many, many years. I've seen it over and over and over again. And I know that this to be true, and that's another reason that spurred me to do this show, because I want to get that message out there to people as well.
Very, very important, Susan, just like all the information that you gave on the show, and there's just so much more great, important stuff coming up. What do you have coming up on the next week's show?
Next week, Nancy B., I'm going to be talking to one of the most notorious jewel thieves in America, who committed over 20,000 robberies, and he told me he thinks it's more than that. And this, because this is what the FBI said, and he did this all while the homeowners were downstairs having dinner. And he stole more than $70 million for the mafia. So I hope you're all going to be back with me again next week. Thank you again, Nancy B.
You're welcome. Pleasure to be here.
Stay tuned and stay safe.
And remember, it'd be a crime not to listen.
It'd be a crime not to listen.
We hope you got some useful information and inspiration this week on Crime Prevention 101. Susan Bartlestone invites you to join us again next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time here on Voice America. Have a great weekend and a safe weekend.